Okay, someone's date story. I went on a first date with my boyfriend, now current husband. Okay, so this is their first date and now they're married. While we were waiting for a drink, a friend of my ex-boyfriend's walked into the bar and asked me if I could go out for a bit. Okay, he would like to have a word. Of course, he apologized for interrupting. He is a really nice person. Oh, I love how they added that.
I know, right?
Damn, if I'm on a first date with someone and my ex's friend walks into the bar and says, hey, can you go out for a bit to have a word?
But hold on, I'm trying to identify who's the ex's friend.
Like, let's say we're having a date.
Okay.
And my ex has a friend.
Okay.
And that friend walks in.
Okay.
And talks to me.
Okay.
And says, hey, Alia, do you mind if we have a word outside?
What the hell's going on?
Right. What the hell's going on?
Okay. Tell me more.
Okay. I apologized to the person that I was on the date with, and I went out for 5 minutes. When I stepped outside, there was my ex who was waiting to talk to me and asked me if we could get back together. Damn.
Wait, but how did they know she was on a date?
That's a very good question. She does not say any of that. She gave this emoji. Okay.
There had to be like some stalking going on.
Yeah, or like, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So red flag for the ex-boyfriend, which clearly because they're the ex-boyfriend. This yeah. was such an awkward scene for me. Thank God my boyfriend, current husband and father to my children, so the person she was on the date with,
mm-hmm.
was tolerant. So it was okay for him. It wasn't the worst, but uncomfortable for sure. Damn, that's definitely crazy that was like the first date with now her husband who she has kids with.
Good for you
and
guys.
He and that guy stayed when she cleared. Like, he could probably tell as he was, like, waiting in the bar, you know, they were, like, having a drink or whatever. And he clearly could see that she was outside with another guy. Walked outside with another guy. Like, what would you do?
Talk. No, I'm on a date. First of all, I'm not going outside. Like, I'm on a date right now. Like, what do you... No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I personally wouldn't go outside. That's just me. If I'm on a date with someone that I'm trying to get to know, I don't care who comes in.
Like, let's say we're broken
especially
up.
Especially if it's an ex's friend.
Yeah. But like, if we're not together anymore and you're on a first date with somebody else and my friend comes into the bar.
Hey, probably know.
Yeah, that you know.
Okay.
And says like, hey, Yoni, do you mind if we actually... Like, how are you? Do you mind if I actually have a word with you real quick?
No.
Do you want to step outside?
I do mind. I literally would say that. I'm on a date right now.
That just sounds like drama.
Yes.
Automatically.
I'm not going outside.
You're not going outside?
No. Mm. I don't care who's outside. And you're my ex's friend. So that's already like history wanting to come back.
Right.
I might be cool with you, but you're connected to my ex, which has nothing to do with what I'm trying to do here.
Mm.
And it can't be more important than this right now.
Look at you being a good guy.
No, I'm so serious.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But that's, you know, good for you guys. And good on your now current husband for just like, you know, being okay and tolerant to just like wait there while he knows you're going through some drama shit. Because that just smells like drama.
I hope he kind of told her like, hey, you probably like that wasn't okay for you to leave. Because I don't think it was.
You don't think it's okay to leave?
I mean, why would...
It's too early in the date to like... It's like their first date. I feel like you wouldn't voice that in that moment. Be like, it really wasn't okay for you to go. Maybe a few dates.
No, I mean later on in the relationship, I would mention it. But in the moment, I just personally wouldn't go outside.